Nice to be here again this morning and see you all. Wide awake? Thankful to be in His presence. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's been a wonderful time thus far. Yesterday was a good day. If we ended last night after the meeting, it would have still been worth coming up to this mountain, right? So anything that we receive today is just extra. Exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think. But how many of you are looking forward to more today? More of Jesus. More of His fullness. Where'd she go? She usually interrupts me every time I talk, but not now. How many of you speak English? You can go. Not really, I need her. She's still not here though. I talked to her before the meeting, and so she knows everything that I'm supposed to say. And so that's why I need her. If I forget to say something, I can trust her to fill it in, right? Thank you.
Okay, you can start now.
Thank you. That's one. No, never mind. Okay, where did we start? We started already, Christine. Where did you go? Now, I'm thankful that the Lord has met us already. Last night was my second night here, and it usually gets better after the first night. But I was tired last night. But I still was able to receive from the Lord. How many of you are tired this morning? You're still able to receive from the Lord. Because He's here. He's here to meet us. He's already been ministering to us by His presence and by His Spirit. I'm so thankful that I can, wherever I go, I can be in the presence of Jesus. In His presence is fullness of joy. And before we look into His Word this morning, let's just bow in prayer. Lord, we're so thankful for everything that You've done for us. We thank You for Your presence among us this morning once again. Lord, open the eyes of our heart that we may see Jesus, that we might behold Him high and lifted up. Give us a new sight of Yourself this morning. Throughout this day, Lord, we pray that You'll just continually draw us. And we will run after Thee. Thank You for every brother and sister here this morning. Minister to us, we pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This morning I'd like to continue with what we were talking about yesterday. As we look at Jesus and behold Him, we love Him. We love what we see of Him in His Word. And I don't know about in you, but in me it creates a desire to be like him. I want to live like Jesus lived. He's not here anymore in this world physically. But he's left us here. We're his church. We're his body. We're the representation of Jesus Christ here on earth. And the world has a right to look at us as his church and to see Jesus. Not to see you or me or anyone else, but to see Jesus in us. And if that's going to be done, we're going to have to be changed. Change more and more and more into the image of Jesus Christ. We mentioned yesterday, and it's in 2 Corinthians, that we are changed as we behold Him. And yesterday we talked about how Jesus was sinless. He was righteous. He always did the right thing. He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. And we want to be like that. We fall short many times, too many times. And we come back to that blood of sprinkling. And we're washed and we're cleansed. But we don't want to then go back and do the same thing again and again and again and presume on the grace of God. Paul says, God forbid that we do that. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? But he wants to give us the victory over those sins. Cleanse them and take them away from us. And more and more causes us to be like himself. And he wants to help us day by day to overcome the world and the flesh and the devil. And there's an inner strength that we have through Jesus Christ that gives us the victory and makes us to be more than conquerors. But another thing that I notice when I look at Jesus, as I read through the Gospels, it doesn't seem as if there was ever a time or a day in the life of Jesus that was unfruitful. Some of you can remember back to last year where we talked a lot about John 15. You remember in that chapter, Jesus said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that I bear much fruit."
记得吗？在那里，主耶稣说，当我们多结果子的时候，我父就得荣耀。
And when I look at the life of Jesus,
当我们来看主耶稣的生活,
I see a life that wasn't just only sinless. But I see a life that was fruitful. Whatever page of the gospel you turn to, Jesus is bringing forth fruit. Sometimes it was deeds that he did. Wherever he went, he was doing good. People that were oppressed or that were sick, he healed and ministered to. The words that he spoke to people were fruitful. They were helps to those who heard.
尽管他所说的话也是结果子的，他可以帮助人。
Just the life that he lived without doing anything or saying anything, just the way that he portrayed himself, there was fruit that you can see evidenced in his life.
尽管他不做什么，不说什么，但是他所过的生活本身就是造就人的，就是帮助人的。
Jesus bore fruit.
因为耶稣他总是结果子，而且是结好果子。
Fruit is visible.
因为果子是看得见的。
When I look at a tree, I'm not good at telling if it's a pear tree or an apple tree by looking at the shape of the leaves.
因为当我们看果树的时候，我不太能够分辨它是苹果树呢，还是梨子树，就是光是看这个树本身，我看不出来。
I could tell what kind of tree that is by looking at the fruit.
但是如果这个树结了果子，我就可以知道这是什么树。
If I see an apple, I know it's an apple tree.
当我看见了一个苹果，我知道这棵树是苹果树。
And a good tree brings forth good fruit.
因为好树结好果子。
And that visible good fruit is evidenced by those who see it.
但是一个好果子呢，是可以让别人看得见的。
Jesus puts it this way when he talks about you and I.
耶稣当他在谈到你我的时候
，He says they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
他就说世人会因为看见你们的好行为而把荣耀归给你们的父神。
Some Christians think they bring forth invisible fruit.
有些基督徒认为他们可以结那个隐形的果子。
There's no such thing.
没有这回事。
Yeah, I hope you don't go up to the dining hall this afternoon and expect to eat an invisible meal.
因为当我们等一下去餐厅吃饭的时候，你不会期盼我们吃一个隐形的饭。
You want real food.
因为你要看得见摸得着
的真实的
食物。那神也是一样，他要真实的果子。
Fruit that will glorify Him.
真实的果子能够把荣耀神的果子。
And as He was, so are we.
当他如此，我们也一样。
And because he brought forth fruit, so can we.
因为他结了果子，我们也可以同样结果子。
I was telling an English group yesterday of a pastor friend that I have.
昨天下午我在跟英文组的弟兄姐妹交通，我有一个朋友，他是牧师。
And she saw in this magazine that he had received that you can get these jumbo tomatoes.
有一天他在一个杂志上可以看到，你可以买一个那种巨型的番茄。
And so he ordered them. He ordered the seeds for the jumbo tomatoes.
所以他就订购了这些巨大的巨型的。
And he planted those seeds.
然后他把这些种子种在土里。
And then it started to grow.
然后开这个就开始长。
And then he was so happy to see the tomatoes begin to develop.
然后他就看见开始结小的番茄。
But they never got any bigger than a ping pong ball.
但是那个番茄从来没有长得比那个乒乓球还大。
And the picture in the magazine was huge.
但是呢，在杂志上的照片呢，却是一个巨型的番茄。
So he took his magazine.
所以他就拿着这个杂志。
And he went out to his tomatoes.
然后就到了他的番茄面前。
And he showed them the picture.
然后把这个照片呢，跟那番茄。
He said, "This is what you're supposed to look like."
你知道吗？你们应该长的是这个
样子。Not this.
不是这么小的。
This is what you're supposed to look like.
你应该长成这个样子。
Let me tell you.
那我也告诉你们。
This is what you're supposed to look like.
这是我们应该长的样子。
You're supposed to look like Jesus.
你应该跟耶稣一样。
Some of you are still ping pong balls.
可能我们有些人只是长得还是像乒乓球一样的大小。
You need to mature and to grow.
我们必须成熟成长。
But he expects that, and he's able for that.
但是呢，他期盼我们长成那么样，他也
可以帮助我们。He's able to cause your life every single day to be fruitful.
他可以帮助我们每一天都结果子。
Not just when you get to church.
不是只是当我们到教会的时候。
Some people get that into idea.
有些人就有这种想法。
Now I go to church, and now I'm going to really show how fruitful I can be.
有的人这么想我现在来到教会了，那我要表现的是一个结果子的样子。
So we sing and we worship and we pray and we help and we bless and we do good.
所以呢，我们就唱诗，我们祷告，我们帮助别人，我们做善事。
And then we leave church, go to work.
我们离开教会，我们去公司上班。
And we're still good, but good for nothing.
我们还是好的，但是对没有任何人有任何的
益处。No fruit.
因为我们没有结果子。
Oh, the boss thinks we're productive.
或许我们的老板觉得我们的工作还蛮有
效。Maybe the professor thinks we're doing a pretty good job.
或许我们的教授觉得我们的功课还不错。
But wherever we are, at work, at school, at home, in church, wherever we can bring forth fruit that glorifies Him.
但是不管我们在哪里，我们在公司，我们在学校，我们在家里，或是我们在教会，我们应该可以结果子来荣耀神。
By the way that we influence others that we go to school with or work with.
当我们去学校的时候，或是我们去上班，我们其实会影响别人。
By the way that we carry ourselves, our demeanor, the way that we act or react.
我们的言语举止，我们的行为可以影响人。
Every single day in the life of Jesus, there was fruit that glorified His Father.
我们看主耶稣他过的每一天的生活，他都结果子来荣耀父神。
Every single day in the life of the Christian, there is fruit that glorifies our Father.
所以基督徒所过的每一天的生活，也都可以结果子来荣耀我们的父神。
Not ping pong sized fruit, but big jumbo fruit.
不是像乒乓球一样的大小，而是一个巨型的果子。
And Jesus said there in John 15, "That's the way my Father is glorified, that you bear fruit, more fruit." And that your fruit should remain.
就像主耶稣在约翰福音十五章说，我父就因此得荣耀。如果我们结果子，而且不断的结果子，而且继续的结果子。
If you turn with me in your Bible to Colossians chapter 1,
我们来翻到哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul prays a prayer for the church of Colossae and for all of us.
哥罗西书第一章在这里呢，使徒保罗为哥罗西的教会祷告，也为所有的圣徒祷告。
He says in verse 9, chapter 1, Colossians, verse 9.
哥罗西书第一章第九节。
Since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意
And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way bearing fruit in every good work growing in the knowledge of God
好叫你们行事为人对得起主凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
And the prayer then continues, of course, and there are many different aspects to this prayer, but the one I'm interested in, obviously, is the one where Paul says, bearing fruit in every good work.
当然，保罗还继续的祷告，但是在他的祷告中，我想要大家注意的就是这一段，在一切的善事上结果子。
I hope that every work that you involve yourself in is a good work.
我相信，我希望我们所做的一切事都是善事。
I hope you're not doing any bad work out there.
希望我们不是在哪里做一些坏事。
And we're to be fruitful. Paul prays for the church that they be fruitful in every good work.
不但我们要结果子，保罗在这里的祷告是在一切的善事上结果子。
That's a prayer that you can pray for yourself and for your church.
这也是我们可以为自己和为我们教会所做的祷告。
Lord, help our church to be fruitful in every good work.
主啊，帮助我们的教会在一切的善事上结果子。
Lord, help our Vacation Bible School to be fruitful.
主啊，让我们的 VBS 可以多结果子。
Our Summer Conference to be fruitful.
或是让我们的夏令会可以多结果子。
Our evening groups and our afternoon meetings and our whatever we're doing, help it to be fruitful, Lord.
让我们在各样的聚会上都多结果子。
And the work that we do, you have your hand on it so that it can produce the harvest that you ordain it to produce.
让我们在一切我们手所经的事情，神要我们做的事情上都多结果子。
And that not one thing that you have ordained will fail.
所以让神在我们托付我们所做的任何事情上都不会失败。
2 years ago, when I came to Northern California,
两年前当我来到北加州
，I came a couple days early.
我当时来的时候，我早来了两天。
And I probably would never do that, except that I brought my wife with me that time.
因为那次呢，我带着我的姊妹一起来，不然我通常不会这样做。
And so we stayed in San Francisco for one day. And then we came up here a little north, and I think it was outside Santa Rosa that we stayed another day. And we looked around at all the things that you look around at, the Golden Gate Bridge and this and that and the other. And then up in Santa Rosa, we drove through all those grapevine things. Those grape, what do you call them? Grapevines, yeah. The Napa Valley.
然后呢，我们就到处的参观一下，比方说我们到旧金山的金门桥，另外我们就到那个纳帕的那个有葡萄园去看。No,
I wasn't interested in going inside and learning how they make the wine or tasting this. I didn't care about that at all.
我不太对这些他们怎么造酒啊有兴趣。
I was interested and just looked pretty. It was really nice to drive through there and just see those vines and those little things they put on it that make them shine and glisten.
但是呢，当我们经过这些葡萄园的时候，我就是很喜欢看这些很美丽的风景。
And I wanted grapes to eat.
因为其实呢，我是想吃葡萄。
And it didn't seem as if there were any roadside stands selling grapes to eat.
但是在马路旁边，我没有看见任何人在马路旁边卖葡萄。
But I found a man that was driving a pickup truck, and he pulled up in front of one of these big gates, and he looked like he either owned the place or was important.
但是我们发现有一个人，他开着卡车，他在一个葡萄园的门口停下来，看起来或许他是这个葡萄园的园主还是什么人。So
I chased him and I followed him to where he stopped. And when he got out of his pickup truck, I rolled down my window.
所以呢，我就跟着他走，一直走。等他停下来的时候呢，我就摇开我的窗户。And
he was very friendly to me. I just was asking him all kinds of questions, telling him I'm from New York, and I don't know what this is all about, but help me out. Tell me, what is this? What's going on here? And he began to explain to me about what they were doing with the grapes at that time of the year.
所以呢，我就问了他很多的问题，跟他说我是从纽约来的。他对我非常的友善，他也告诉我们，他们在这个季节的时候要做一些什么事情。
I guess I showed him how naive I was by asking him, where can I buy grapes to eat?
我想呢，然后我就问了他一个很天真的问题，我问他说，我到哪里可以买葡萄来吃？
He told me the supermarket's a good place to get.
他说你可以到超级市场去买葡萄。
He said we don't really grow grapes to eat here because this land is too expensive and all the grapes we grow are to produce wine, so we don't really grow grapes for eating around here.
他说因为这里呢土地很贵，所以我们种的葡萄呢不是用来吃的，是用来做酒的。
And then I began to ask him more questions about the clusters of grapes and what do you do now, and he began to explain to me, and I learned some lessons that I think were good.
然后呢，我就问了他一些问题，他就跟我解释啊，这个葡萄什么，我学了蛮多的功课，学了不少的知识。He
told me that if you want the clusters of grapes to really grow and produce not little ping pong ball fruit, but really good fruit, you have to lift the clusters off of the ground because of the weight. They'll tend to sag and lay on the ground. You have to lift them up from the ground and put stakes in there to hold them closer to the sun.
为了要那个葡萄呢结的大一点的果子，而不是小小的，你必须把那个当葡萄结果的时候，你必须把它提起来，不要让它靠近地面，而是把它提的越高，接受一些日光，越多的被太阳晒就越好。Did
I say all that? When he said that to me, I didn't really take out my pen, but I should have. There's an illustration right there.
当他讲的时候呢，我觉得他有一个很好的描述，可惜我没有写下来。If
you want your grapes to grow, if you want your fruit to mature,
如果你要你的果子结果子成熟,
you gotta stop laying on the ground by the dirt.
你必须要把它们从地上从土里架起来，支起来，架起来。
You gotta come up to where the sunshine can hit you.
所以它们能够被太阳晒到。
We sing songs about that, don't we? I think we do in English, back in New York at least. We sing about living on the mountain underneath the cloudless sky.
我们唱那个，当我们在山顶上，在云底下。
We sing about sunshine in my soul today, or heavenly sunlight.
但是我们说，我们有从天上来的荣光在我们心里。
Sometimes we're not bringing the fruit forth that we should because we're too far laying in the ground all the time.
就有的时候呢，我们没有结果子，因为我们都是趴在地上，趴在土上。
We got to come up to higher ground.
我们必须被支起来，架起来。
We got to look up and where the sunshine is.
我们必须能够被
There's a song, the Hallelujah side. I think you sing it here. It says, "There's no place for gloomy Christians to abide."
那我们有一首诗歌，就是Hallelujah的这一边说，这里没有灰暗的圣徒。
We've got to come up into the sunshine of His face.
我们必须被他这个脸的荣光照到。
When His sunlight shines upon us.
当他的荣光照射在我们身上，
then the fruit begins to grow better.
我们的果子就会结得很好。
Well, that man taught me another lesson too. He only taught me two lessons, but this was the second one.
他还教了我另外一个功课。
He said, another thing we need to do is we need to cut it back. I said, I know about pruning. I know about pruning. You got to cut back. He said, no, I'm not talking about pruning.
他说呢，我们还要剪枝。我说哦，我知道，我知道，我知道剪枝。他说，其实我讲的那个切不是剪枝。
He said, what we have to be careful for are, he called them sucker shoots. That's hard to translate. I should have told you that this morning.
就是我们在剪的时候呢，要很小心的剪。
He said, sucker shoots are these little things that shoot out from the vine, but there's no fruit on them.
就是我们要把一些就是在葡萄枝上，有的时候长一些小小的枝子，但是它上面没有结果子。
And those growths never intend to bring forth fruit, but they do sap the nutrition or the strength from the vine.
因为在那个葡萄的藤上面常常长一些小枝子，上面没有结果子，这些就是要被砍掉。So
he said we have to cut those off so that they don't sap the nutrition from really the fruit, because then the fruit wouldn't be all that it possibly could be.
所以我们要把这些枝子呢剪掉，免得他们就从那个葡萄藤上吸取了营养。So
this man should have been a preacher.
我说哦，这个人呢应该做个传道人。Because
there's another lesson in there.
因为这又是另外一个功课。
You know, sometimes there are a lot of things that are growing in our lives that are not productive or fruitful.
因为有的时候呢，在我们生命里面好像也结了各样的枝子，但是他们不会结果子。
I agree with Brother Yu that if you spend all that time on the internet,
我非常同意于弟兄讲的，如果我们花很多的时间在网络上
shopping and talking and chatting and looking and this and that and the other thing.
我们跟朋友聊天，我们买东西，或是做各样的事，在网络上。
That very easily can become a sucker shoot.
那很可能就是结了另外一个额外的小枝子。
It's sapping the strength, the vitality of the true vine.
它把那个营养，把那个葡萄的生命都吸掉了。
You're not bringing forth the fruit that you could be bringing forth because you've got some energies diverted.
所以呢，我们没有办法结果子，因为很多时候我们把精力花在一些不结果子的事情上。Sometimes
there are relationships that need to be cut off.
有些呢是我们一些的人际关系，这必须要砍掉的。They
don't help us.
因为这些不帮助我们。They
hinder us.
反而妨碍我们。They're
weights.
他们就是一些重担。
We need to divest ourselves of those things.
然后把我们的心就分心了。
I don't know about you, but I got enough trouble bringing forth fruit without anything interrupting or hindering me.
我不知道你们怎么样，就算我没有这些搅扰的话，我要结果子都还需要花一些力气和精力。
And I want my Father to be glorified.
我希望我的父神得荣耀。
And He divested Himself of everything and anything that would hinder Him in bringing forth fruit.
但是呢,
Jesus did.
但是耶稣呢，他就不让他自己被其他的事情分心，而专心的在结果子。
And so should I cast off all those things also.
所以我们同样呢，也要脱去这些缠累我们的东西。
In John 15, it talks about dwelling in Him, remaining in Him.
约翰福音15章说到，我们要住在基督里。
I think in one translation, in the NIV translation in English, in 11 verses, it says 10 times, remain in Him, abide in Him, dwell in Him. You've talked about that last year, and you've probably heard it all year through.
我们去年有讲过呢，可能我们这一整年你们都听到过，在约翰福音十五章里面不断的讲说要住在基督里，要住在基督里。
It takes time to abide, to remain, to sit still.
但是呢，要住在基督里，要活在他面前，要坐在他面前，我们需要花时间。
Not only do we need to stop groveling around in the dirt and getting into the sunshine and getting rid of the things that would sap our strength, but we need to just take time remaining and abiding in Him.
不单我们必须把自己支起来，不要活在这个土地上，而且我们要吸收阳光，而且我们要把别的枝子都砍掉，而且我们还要花时间住在它里面。
Any of you have a crock pot at home?
我们有谁家里有慢锅？
Not a wok pot, a crock pot.
The slow cooker.
The slow cooker.
慢锅，那个
Yeah, some of you have one of those. How many of you have a microwave?
有谁有家里有微波炉
？Which one do you like better, the microwave or the crock pot?
你们喜欢哪一个？你们喜欢微波炉还是喜欢慢炖锅？
You know, spiritually, a lot of Christians want microwave experiences.
在属灵上，我们也喜欢我们有那个微波炉的经历。
You want it quick, you want it now. If it doesn't happen now, it's not going to happen because I don't have time.
我们要呢，我们就现在就要。如果现在没有的话，我们就没有办法等了，我们没时间。
I got no time to sit still and just sit in His presence and soak in.
我们没有时间。没有办法，没有时间花时间等在主的面前来。
I don't have time to wait upon the Lord. I'm a busy man, you know. I got things to do, places to go.
我每天都非常的忙碌，有很多的地方要去，很多事要做，我没有办法花时间在神面前等候。
We want a microwave experience.
所以我们在属灵上也希望有微波炉的经历。
We want to get hot and heated real quick, and then we want it out. We want to enjoy it.
所以呢，我们就希望它很快的就能够加热，我们就很快的能够享受。
I think, and I can't prove this from the Bible, but I think that what the Lord is more interested in is a crockpot experience.
我不能向你们证明，因为圣经里没有讲，但是我觉得神是喜欢这种慢炖锅的经历。
Just to sit in there and get heated nice and slow.
坐在主面前呢，慢慢的加热。
Remain in that pot and take time.
我们就在这个慢炖锅里面慢慢的花时间。
And let His work be absorbed in your soul, in your heart, in your mind.
让我们慢慢的来把神的话吸进我们的心里，吸进我们的心思里。
And as we learn to do that,
当我们这样子学习的时候，
we find that we begin to then have the ability to grow and to mature, and no more ping pong balls, more like jumbo fruit.
然后我们就慢慢的发现，我们就可以成长成熟。我们不再是一个像乒乓球一样的小果子，而是一个大果子。
We have a summer camp upstate New York. Summer camp.
在那个纽约上周的那个夏令营。
And when I was younger, for a couple of years, I was the pot boy.
Pot boy.
Pot boy. I scrubbed the pots.
那个有两年的时间，那时候我还小。那我的工作呢，就是在厨房里刷锅。
And the cook, I think she used every pot that the camp owned.
我真的觉得在厨房里煮饭的姐妹呢，她差不多把厨房里所有的可能用的锅都用了。
Some of them were big.
有些锅子很大。
And I would have to clean them and scrub them after every meal.
所以每一次吃完饭以后呢，我就要刷锅。
And every once in a while, the different groups, the boys would go on a camp out.
有的时候呢，这些男孩子呢就会出去露营。
And so they would cook the food over the fire.
那他们就会在火上烤东西。
And sometimes they would forget that the pot was in the fire.
那有的时候呢，他们忘了他们的锅是在火的上面。
And so the baked beans would be baked beans.
所以他们煮的豆子呢就会烧焦了。
And they would bake right into that pot, and they come back all black and encrusted in that pot.
然后回来的时候呢，锅子底下呢就是一层黑黑的豆子，
结在那里。My job to clean those pots.
我的工作呢就是要把这些锅都刷洗干净。
Don't tell anybody this.
不要告诉任何人。
But one time, I buried a pot in the garbage.
不要告诉任何人。有一次呢，我就把一个锅埋起来。
I'm not 10 for 10, am I?
我不是非常的完全，不是投篮十次都进。
It was too dirty to clean.
因为那锅实在是太脏太难洗了。
And so it was just a little one, and so I it's gone now. I don't know where it is.
是，而且那是一个小锅，就把它丢。现在我不知道它在哪里了。
There were other pots that I would get, and I would scrub.
有些锅子呢，我就很费力的刷。
I would work hard on that pot with the Brillo pads and everything else.
我就很用各样的工具来刷这个锅。
Some of them I was looking for dynamite.
有些呢，我觉得我需要的是炸药。
But I learned a lesson.
但是我学了一个功课。
I learned that if I would just take some soap and some hot water.
但是我学到，如果我们就是用一些热水、肥皂水。
Just let that pot soak a little while.
然后就是把这个锅泡一泡。
After a little while, it would just come off.
但是过不久以后呢，这些东西硬的东西就可以被敲起来。
I wouldn't have to work so hard on that.
我就不需要这么卖力。
Because as it just sat.In the soapy water.
如果我们就是让它泡浸沉浸在这个热的肥皂水里。
The stuff that didn't belong in that pot was coming off.
原来不属于这个锅的东西呢，就会慢慢的脱落。
And believe it or not, the pot was being changed.
你相信吗？这个锅子本身就等于经过了一次变化。
From one degree of glory to another degree. It was becoming more and more like it was supposed to, clean and shiny.
慢慢的呢，它就会变得它原来应该变的样子，就是一个亮很亮的锅子。
And so it is with us.
那我们也是一样。
As we just abide and remain.
如果我们就是住在基督里。
Don't be in so much of a rush when it comes to the presence of the Lord.
当我们在神的同在中的时候，不要急躁。
Take your time in His Word.
慢慢的花时间来读主的话。
Let the words of God soak into your heart and soul and mind.
让神的话沉浸我们的身心灵里面。
Meditate on it day and night.
默想主的话，日夜默想。
And then Psalm 1 says, "You'll be that tree planted by the river of water that brings forth fruit."
那就像诗篇第一篇里说到，我们就会像那一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时结果子。
And the leaf doesn't wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
那叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
That takes time. That takes abiding.
但是我们必须要花时间与他在一起，住在基督里。
I guess the best illustration I should use for you is what tea bags.
我想很好的一个说明呢，就是那个茶包、茶叶包。
You get your cup of hot water this morning.
早上呢，你可能就拿一杯热水。
You got your tea bag next to it.
然后拿一个茶包。
Some of you are dippers.
有些人呢就在里头站一站。
Bing, 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 bing.
杯子里站一站。
Up and down, up and down. You're trying to get the tea into that hot water, and you're dipping and you're pulling and you're dipping and you're pulling and you're working at it, and you're going to get it, and you're dipping and you're pulling some more.
然后呢，我们就很急的，就是在里面站啊，拿出来又放进去，拿出来又放进去。
There's a better way to do that. You know that.
我想还有另外一个好的方法，你们都知道的。
Take the tea bag,
就是拿一个茶包
，drop it in，
放在热水里
，and let it soak，
就让它慢慢的沉浸，慢的泡
在里面。And after a little while, that nice pure water will turn all sorts of brown color.
然后呢，过一会儿呢，这个白水呢就会变色。
That's what we need to learn to do more than we do.
那所以呢，我们应该学的这样子做
is to take time in His presence.
就是在神的同在中花时间亲近他。
What is this fruit that we're thinking about? Well, there's a lot of ways the Bible talks about fruit, but I'd like to just go into one area this morning.
那我们所说的果子到底是什么呢？圣经上说到很多，但是我今天要来看其中一个。
One of the greatest things that impresses me about the life of Jesus is just to see how He was and the quality, the characteristics He possessed.
当我看耶稣在福音书里面看耶稣的生平的时候，有一件事情就非常的吸引我，就是他生命的生活的品质。
I think the Bible would call that the fruit of the Spirit.
我相信圣经里说的这就是圣灵所结的果子。
He was love. Jesus was love.
因为耶稣就是爱。
Jesus was joy.
耶稣就是喜乐。
Jesus was peace and long-suffering.
耶稣就是平安，他就是忍耐。
And gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and self-control.
然后呢，他就是恩慈良善，他就是温柔，他就是节制。
When you look at the list of the fruit of the Spirit, as we find in Galatians 5,
那当我们看这个圣灵所结的果子，在加拉太书第五章
，What you find is a picture of Jesus.
我们看见的呢，就是主耶稣的一个形象。
And you don't find in Jesus it was ping pong ball size. It was love, and it was perfect love.
但我们看见耶稣所结的果子，就不是乒乓球的这个大小，而是它是完全的爱。
It was joy, and it was fullness of joy.
而且它是喜乐，它是一个满足的喜乐。
There was peace and it was perfect peace.
它是平安和平，它是一个完全的和平。
But the Bible promises to you or offers to you perfect love, fullness of joy, and perfect peace.
圣经所给我们的应许呢，就是一个完全的爱，满足的喜乐，完全的平安。
As Jesus loved the unlovely.
就像耶稣他爱那些不可爱的。
As he was compassionate to those that were the out of the way people.
那他对那些这些不好的人呢，他非常的有慈怜悯的慈心。
So that can be seen in every one of us.
那同样的，这些也应该在我们的身上。
There's a quality of life that Jesus offers.
所以神所耶稣所给我们的是一个很好生命的品质。
Not only the forgiveness of sins.
所以神所给我们的不单是罪得赦免。
Not only to be made righteous through His death and atoning sacrifice.
不单只是因着借着他的死和他的赎罪祭使我们称义。
But He offers to us life and that more abundantly.
但是他同时要给我们生命，给我们一个非常丰盛的生命。
There was once a man that was taking a cruise.
有一次呢，有一个人他上船。
And so he boarded the boat at the harbor in New York.
所以他就在纽约的港口上船。
It was a huge liner ship.
是一个很大很大的一艘船。
And the first day that he was on the boat, in the middle of the afternoon, on his deck, they were offering cheese and crackers.
所以第一天呢，在船的那个船船板上呢，他们船就给他们吃那个饼干，还有cheese 乳酪
crackers
饼干。
All right. And he went to get them.
所以呢，他就去吃。
And you could help yourself to a little snack there. And so he about 30 crackers.
所以呢，他就想他去吃点心，他差不多拿了30块饼干。
And he took so much cheese all with him.
他带了一大堆的这些。
The man that was responsible for it all just observed and didn't say anything.
在旁边看的人觉得很奇怪，但是没说什么话。
And the next afternoon, they served cheese and crackers again.
那第二天下午呢，他们同样的有这些点心。
And the man came back to the table and.
人呢又
took cheese and the 20-30 crackers.
他又带了二三十块饼干，还有差不多一磅的乳酪回去他的房间。
The third day he came back another time.
那第三天呢，他又来了一次。
The man that was in charge of it all said, "Hey, everybody can help themselves, and there's no real limit. But I noticed that you take an awful lot of cheese and crackers."
但是在那边服侍的人呢，就忍不住的问他，其实这里都是随便你吃的，但是我发现你带了很多回去。
The man said, "Yeah, well, I do take a lot, but that's because that's all I've been eating since I've come on board the ship."
但是呢，他就说，的确我带了很多，但是自从我上船了以后，我就只有吃这些东西了。
And the man said, "Why would that be all that you're eating? I don't understand."
那这个人服侍他的人说，我不懂，为什么你只吃这些东西呢？
And he said, "Well, I've been eating the cheese and crackers because I only had enough money to pay for the cruise fare. I don't have enough money to pay for the food."
他说，因为呢，我只能够有钱买船票，我没有买船上吃的食物。
The man said, "Sir, all the food is paid for when you paid for the fare."
但是他说，先生啊，你难道不知道吗？当你买船票的时候，这船票就包括了一切的食物。
There's no extra charge for any of the food that you eat on board the ship.
那你不需要花额外的代价来吃这边的餐。
You could have gone to the Chinese restaurant every night.
你可以在船上的这个中国餐厅，每一天晚上都去吃中国菜。
Dim sum.
是点心。
Anything else？
任何你想吃的。
It's all provided for you。
因为你在船上所有可以吃的东西，你都可以吃。
And you're living on cheese and crackers。
你不需要每天都吃这些饼干还有乳酪。
But everything is provided for all of us。
同样的，所有的都已经赐给我们了。
That quality of life that we find as Christians is provided for us in the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
所以我们所要希望看到的这个基督徒的生命的品质，也同样在赎罪祭当中都赐给我们了。
Sometimes we have an idea that, well, I'm thankful that I'm on my way to heaven, that He's forgiven my sins, and I'm washed in His precious blood, and that's wonderful, and it is.
有的时候呢，我们感谢神，因为我们的罪已经被赎了，我们被宝血洗净了，这的确非常的美好。
There's so much more in Jesus.
但是在耶稣里还有很多很多。
To make your life fruitful for Him here in this earth.
能够让我们在今生在这个地上就过一个多结果子的生活。
It's a quality of life issue. You don't have to subsist on cheese and crackers. You can enjoy all the fullness of God.
这是生命品质的问题，你不需要每一天都吃这个小饼干，还有吃乳酪。
And He wants to enrich your life.
他希望你的生命丰盛。
And as you abide in Him and remain in Him, you derive the life and the strength and the nourishment that comes from Him.
当我们每天花时间注视他，我们住在他里面的时候，我们就从他得那个生命。
And it's not just cheese and crackers. There's a whole table that spread, a feast of fat things.
当我们从他得这个丰盛的生命的时候，就不是只是这些小饼干或是乳酪，而是一整桌好吃的东西。
You know, I like it in the Bible where the psalmist says that we could be fat and flourishing.
我很喜欢在诗篇里面他说我们可以得那个骨髓肥油。
I don't know if you want to be fat and flourishing physically.
我不知道我们是不是很希望变得很身体变得很肥胖。
But spiritually, we all should really desire to be overweight.
但是属灵上，我们都应该羡慕我们很肥胖。
To be flourishing.
我们都能够很丰盛，很兴旺。
To be really all that He wants us to be.
让我们成为神要我们成为的。
And to have a fullness of peace and joy and love.
让我们有满足的喜乐、平安和爱。
And those are really qualities or characteristics of eternal life.
这些呢，就是永生、永远生命的品质跟特质。
Eternal life isn't just life that lasts forever; it's a quality of life.
永生不只是讲到说我们可以活到永永远远，
and it begins,
同时也讲到生命的一个品质。
It begins when we go to the cross and find Jesus as our Savior.
永生从什么时候开始？就是当我们到十字架面前，主耶稣面前。
Eternal life begins then.
那个时候，永生就开始了。
It's a quality of life that begins. It's a newness of life.
那是一个新的生命，一个新的生命的品质。
It's a fullness of life. It's a satisfying life.
那是一个很满足、很充足的生命。
It's a productive life.
而且可以多结果子。
It's a fruitful life.
可以多结果子。
It's a life that Jesus lived while here on earth.
那就是主耶稣当年在地上所过的生活。
And He calls every one of us to live that same kind of a life.
他也呼召我们每一位来过那样子的生活。
That's what His kingdom is.
那就是他的国度。
His kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness in the Holy Ghost.
他的国度呢，就是在圣灵里的
公义。But His kingdom is also a kingdom of peace and joy.
但是同时呢，他也是在圣灵里的喜乐平安。
Where does this quality of life come from? Where do I find it?
那我们到哪里去找这样生命的品质？
What church do I go to?
我们应该去哪一个教会？
Where do I get this? I want that kind of a life. I want a fullness of life. But where do I find it?
是的，我喜欢这样子丰盛的生命，但是我到哪里去找？
The Bible says that where you find it is really from within.
但是圣经告诉我们，我们要到里面去找。
See, that's where we learned yesterday that the inner strength comes from. It's inside of us.
就像我们昨天学的，我们的里面的力量。
It's not geographical. It's not location. It's not where you are. It's from inside of you. That strength to overcome.
不论你不在意你们在哪里，而是从里面来的。
And that life or that power to bring forth fruit comes from within.
那个生命, 那个能力，那个结果子的能力，是从里头来的。
In John chapter 7, Jesus put it this way.
在约翰福音第七章，主耶稣这么说的。
In that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and he cried in the midst of his people.
在节期的末日，耶稣起来呼喊说。
And he said, "If anybody's thirsty, let him come after me and drink."
口渴的到我这里来，我就可以使你们得水喝。
And that water that you drink will be in you a well of water.
那你们所喝的呢，就是一个生命的活泉。
And out of your innermost being, out of your innermost being will flow a river of living water.
所以从你们里头会涌出那个活水的江河。
He spake that of the Spirit.
他说的是指属灵上的。
It says there in John, the Spirit wasn't yet given because Jesus hadn't yet been glorified.
那他说是指的圣灵说的，在当时还没有赐下圣灵，因为耶稣还没有得荣耀。
But we live in a time and in a day when Jesus has been glorified. We were singing about giving him glory to the Lamb.
但是今天我们活的时代，耶稣已经得荣耀了。所以当我们唱诗的时候，我们说他已经
on the throne.
他已经得荣耀，如今坐在宝座上。
He came to earth, he lived a fruitful life, he died, he went to heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit.
他在地上过了一个多结果子的生活，那他现在已经死了，升到高天，他赐下了圣灵。
And that Holy Spirit is the source of our life.
所以圣灵呢，就是我们生命的泉源。
The fullness of life.
是一个丰盛生命的源头。
No more crackers and cheese, but the Holy Spirit has been given so that we may live a quality of life.
所以我们不再需要只是吃那些小饼干和乳酪，因为圣灵已经赐下来了，我们可以有一个很好的生命的品质。
And out of your innermost being,
所以从你们的腹中，
there's a flow of that life.
要流出那个生命的
泉源。That's a fruitfulness.
这就是一个
结果。That glorifies your Father.
能够使父得荣耀。
Jesus said in another place, "I have a baptism to be baptized with, and until that time comes, I can't kindle the fire on the earth." But I want to. I can't wait for that time to come.
那耶稣说：“哦，我还有我所要受的洗，我还没有受。但是他说，我希望把火丢下来，让它着起来。我希望让它着起来。”
And the Holy Ghost and fire has been poured out upon God's people.
但是如今圣灵还有火已经降在神百姓的身上。
So that you and I can live in the Spirit.
所以我们可以活在圣灵里。
So that we can walk in the Spirit.
我们可以在圣灵里行走。
So that we can be filled with the Spirit of God.
我们可以被神的灵充满。
Why? Why do I need to be filled with God's Spirit? Why do I need to live and walk in the Spirit?
为什么我需要被圣灵充满？为什么我需要行走在圣灵里？
Because as you're connected,
因为我们必须跟他连接。
As you remain in the flow of that life,
因为这样子的话，我们就可以活在这个生命的流里。
That's how you can bear forth fruit.
然后我们就可以结果子。
That's how people will notice that you're a Christian by your love.
那人就可以因为我们的爱而看出我们是基督徒。
You know, Jesus spoke that to his disciples. He said it to them repeatedly before he went to the cross. Love one another. Love one another. As I have loved you, so ought you to love one another.
在耶稣上十字架之前，他一再的告诉他的门徒说：“你们要彼此相爱，你们要彼此相爱，因为我爱你们。”
And he said, "Everybody, the whole world is going to know that you're Christians by the love that you have one for another."
世人要因为你们彼此相爱而看出你们是基督徒。
And then he went to heaven.
然后他就升天了。
And before that time, they bickered and they quarreled among themselves who should be the greatest.
在这之前呢，他们彼此的争论、争吵，谁应该伟大？
They all had the opportunity in that room to wash one another. Nobody would take that lowly place.
如果在这个房间里面有可以彼此洗脚的机会，没有人会彼此为别人洗脚。
But then the Holy Spirit came.
然后圣灵来了。
What a change that brought to the church.
带给教会一个何等大的改变。
Were they washed from their sins before the Holy Spirit came? Oh yes, absolutely.
那他们在圣灵来之前，他们的罪有没有被洗净？是的，他们的罪有被洗净。
The Holy Spirit brought to them a quality of life that they had not yet ever known or enjoyed.
但是圣灵来了，带给他们一个新的生命的品质，是他们从来不知道，也从来没有享受过的。
Now filled with the Spirit, they could love one another.
现在他们被圣灵充满了，他们就可以彼此
相爱。And exemplify in that early church the love one for another in laying down their lives for one another, in sharing with one another, in bearing one another's burden.
在早期的教会里面，我们可以看见他们彼此的相爱，他们彼此承担重担，而且他们彼此分享。
And so the world will know.
所以世人就可以看出来。
And that's what Jesus prayed in John 17 before he left this earth.
所以当耶稣离世之前，在约翰福音十七章，他就是这么祷告的。
Father, I pray that they all may be one.
他说：“父啊，我祷告让他们都能够合一。”
There might be that unity and that oneness and harmony, no schisms and no divisions, Father.
主啊，我向为他们祷告，让他们都可以彼此合一，他们彼此之间没有争竞。
That they all may be one, just like Father, you and I are one.
让他们彼此合一，就像你和我合一一样。
That we all may be one, that the world may know, that the world may know.
所以世人能够看出来，世人能够知道。
How's the fruit of love in our lives?
那我们生命里面，我们有没有结爱的果子？
How do you love one another?
我们如何彼此相爱？
Do we love one another with a pure heart, fervently, like Peter writes?
我们是不是照着彼得所说的，我们彼此用清洁的心彼此相爱？
Is it more like a ping pong ball?
我们的爱的果子是不是只有像乒乓
球的大小？ This is what you're supposed to look like.
但是这是我们应该成为的样子。
You're supposed to bear fruit in every good work.
我们必须在一切的善事上多结果子。
And that's the quality of life that Jesus offers as we live in the Spirit.
当我们活在圣灵里面的时候，我们就可以得着这个耶稣所给我们的生命的品质。
And as the Spirit dwells in our hearts, and as we're rooted and grounded in love, we begin to bear that fruit more and more, and it grows more and more.
当圣灵充满在我们里面，我们在圣灵里面扎根的时候，我们就可以结果子，而更多更多的结果子。
They say that in the early church, and not in the Bible early church, but years ago, they used to remark about how they love one another.
我不是在圣经里记的，但是呢，有记载这么说，在早期的教会，圣徒们彼此真实的相爱。
How those Christians love one another.
那些基督徒真正的彼此相爱。
I pray that people still remark about the Church of Jesus Christ and how we love one another.
我希望在今天呢，当人说到耶稣基督的教会的时候，他还是人们会说到圣徒们彼此相爱。
Some of the church are not lovely.
但是有些教会并不可爱。
There's nothing naturally lovely about them.
在天然人上面我们不可爱。
There's nothing that would attract itself to you or you today.
我们天然人也没有什么可以吸引人的。
But the Holy Spirit.
但是圣灵。
The Holy Spirit teaches us to love.
但是圣灵教导我们如何爱。
And enables us to love one another.
也能够使我们有能力彼此相爱。
There is a true story of a church that Chuck Colson writes about it in one of his books.
Chuck Colson 在他的书里面写了一个这么真实的故事。
Talks about how this particular group of people, they came together in their church and they were having communion that morning.
就有一群人呢，他们在一个早晨呢，他们聚在一起擘饼。
And right before the communion service took place,
当在擘饼聚会开始之前
as the brothers were around the emblems,
弟兄们聚集在这个主杯面前。
One of the brothers turned around to the congregation and he began to say how he was unhappy with those people and they should stop doing this to him. Right before the communion service.
那突然呢，有一个弟兄呢，他就转过来对着会众就说，他是多么的不高兴，有些人做的事情。
And somebody else in the church got upset with that and stood to their feet and said, "You should not say this. You should be quiet now. It's not true." And they started yelling back and forth.
然后呢，有些人听了不高兴，就站起来说：“你现在不应该讲这些话。”然后他们就开始争吵。
This was right when they were about ready to celebrate their oneness in Christ.
但是他们就在他们正要开在这个饼杯面前有合一的之前，他们就开始争吵。
And that situation escalated.
然后这个情况越来越糟糕，扩大。
And others jumped up that were in favor of that one man.
然后呢，有些人站在这个人的这边呢，他们又站起来讲话。
In favor of this other man.
那其他人比较站在另外一个人的那边，也起来讲话。
And then one of them, because he got so riled up, he took his keys and he threw it at the man that was standing up here getting ready to serve communion.
然后呢，他有一个人，他就非常的不高兴，他就拿出他的钥匙来，就向另外一个要服侍饼杯的弟兄就丢过去。
And so that man got riled up, and he jumped over the benches and started to chase the guy that threw the keys at him around the church.
然后这个服侍饼杯的弟兄，他非常的生气，他就站起来，而且跳过了那个这个长椅子，就去追那个弟兄，丢钥匙的那个弟兄。
And they started a fight.
他们就开始有一个真正的殴斗。
A bunch of people against another bunch of people.
就一群人跟另外一群人开始群架。
And a few of the elderly were just down low trying to keep out of it. Whoever they were. Some people stayed out of it.
有些人呢，他们就躲起来。
And the communion was all over the place, on the walls and all over.
然后呢，那个饼杯啊，这些饼啊，还有就是被丢的到处都是。
They had to call the police.
那他们必须要打电话把警察叫来。
That was going on in the church.
他们必须打电话把警察叫来才平息这
场斗殴。And Chuck Colson ends the chapter by saying, as the last car pulled out of the parking lot that day.
所以 Chuck Colson 在他的书里就说，当最后一辆车离开他们停车场的时候
，The bumper sticker said, "Join our friendly flock at such and such a church."
他们就说这个车上哈，他们有那个一个贴纸，就说他们的教会里应该是充满了喜乐平安什么什么。
Not a very good testimony.
但是这不是一个很好的见证。
Oh, they could sing. Could they ever sing? Yes, they could sing. And they were fundamentally believing the Bible. Sure.
他们是不是可以唱诗呢？是的，他们可以唱诗，而且他们也非常相信圣经。
But somebody should have opened up the Bible to those words of Jesus and said, "This is what you're supposed to look like."
但是呢，我觉得有人应该把圣经给他们看，说你们应该是这个样子的。
And so it is with joy and peace.
那同样的喜乐平安。
And when I look at Jesus,
当我注视耶稣
，I see someone who had fruit.
我看见一个人，他能够有果子。
A fruit that was large.
而且是一个大果子。
I see one in Jesus who was anointed by his Father without measure.
我看见他被高了，圣灵充满他，没有限量。
Who the Holy Spirit came upon, and his Father from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son."
当圣灵降下来的时候，天父在天上说，这是我的爱子。
And as Jesus moved around and did what he did while here on earth.
当耶稣在地上行走的时候
，He was led by the Spirit.
是受圣灵的带领。
He spoke only those things that were ordained by His Father and by His Spirit.
他只有说那些父还有圣灵让他说的话。
He did those things that only pleased the Father.
他只有做那些讨父神喜悦的事。
And His life was fruitful.
那他的生命是充满了果子。
And so.So it can be with every one of us.
我相信我们每一个都可以这样。
How ripe is the fruit?
那这个果子到底有多成熟，多熟
？How much is Father being glorified in our lives?
你就看天父在我们身上得多少的荣耀。
Is there perhaps more room for His Spirit to live in us?
那或许在我们里面呢，还有更多的空间可以让圣灵住进来。
Maybe we need to soak a little bit more.
或许呢，我们需要沉浸在他的同在里。
Maybe we need to come out of the dirt and be lifted up into the sunshine a little bit more.
或许我们必须要从这个土上面支起来，让我们能够更多承受阳光。
Maybe we need to cut off some of those shoots that don't belong, that are never going to bear fruit.
或许我们必须把那些小枝子、不结果的枝子都砍掉。
I want to be like Jesus.
因为我希望能够跟耶稣一样。
Because I see how wonderful a man he was.
因为我看他是一个何等好、何等美好的一个人。
In many ways, I'm not there yet.
在很多很多的地方，我都还差得很远。
But this one thing I do.
但是一件事。
I press for the mark.
我就努力向前。
For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
为了神在耶稣基督里向我呼召去得的奖赏。
Paul says, "As many as be perfect or mature, you be thus minded."
保罗说，让我们都能够成熟老练。
Let's go on to be more like Jesus.
让我们越来越多像耶稣。
In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly.
在约翰福音十章十节，耶稣说，我来是要养得生命，而且得的更丰盛的生命。
But right there in that context, he said, but there's an enemy.
但是呢，在同样的这里呢，他说有我们有一个仇敌。
That's our problem.
这就是我们的问题。
I don't think there's a person here, or maybe very few, that would say, no, I'm not interested in being fruitful. I'm not interested in being like Jesus.
我想我们这里没有人会说，我对要像耶稣没有兴趣。
There's not a person here that says, I don't want to live in the spirit. I'd rather live in the flesh.
那我相信这里没有一个人会说，我不希望能够活在圣灵里，我要活在肉体里。
We all know what we want to be, and we all know what we're called to be, but sometimes...To really have it happen in our lives is the problem.
但我们都知道我们应该怎么样，我们也羡慕成为那样。但是怎么做就是我们的问题。
And we've got a lot of help from the enemy of our souls to keep us down in the dirt, to send these shoots out that would sap our strength, to make us to think we have no time to wait on the Lord and to renew our strength. We don't need to be filled with the Spirit. We can do this now in our own effort because we're smart.
但是我们的仇敌呢，却常常把我们打压在土地上，或是让我们结出各样的枝子来，让我们分心，或是说我们太忙了，没有时间，没有办法花时间亲近主。我们有各式各样的方法，使我们没有办法结果。
And we get fooled into thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought to think.
或是呢，我们被欺骗了，把自己看得比我们自己真实的情形还要好，还要高。
And Paul says, you got to think soberly.
但是呢，保罗说我们要看得合乎中道。
If we thought soberly this morning, could it be said that the fruit is what it should be?
如果我们看着自己看得合乎中道的话，我们是不是真的有我们该结的果子？
Not what we talk it to be, not what we wish it to be, not what we think it is, but really, Lord, do I love as I ought to love? Do I have peace in my heart that passes all understanding? Do I understand the fullness of your joy?
所以呢，我们不是说我们想要结果子，或是我们只是说我们有果子。我们是不是真的有完全的爱？我们是不是真的有超过我们心怀意念的这个平安？我们是不是有满足的喜乐
？And the enemy has come to steal and to kill and to destroy.
但是仇敌来是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And so he attacks.
所以呢，他就会攻击我们。
And he's subtle and he's wily.
那他是很。
And we should not be ignorant of his workings and his devices.
所以我们不应该不晓得他的诡计。
And it should make us to think how much we need Jesus and how much we need to look at him and how much time we need to spend with him so that we can be all that he wants us to be.
所以呢，我们必须知道我们何等的需要耶稣，而且我们愿意花时间来亲近他，使我们成为他要我们成为的。
I love cheese and crackers.
是的，我很喜欢吃小饼干，还有乳酪。
But wouldn't you rather have a Chinese feast?
但是你会不会宁可有一个中国的大餐
？I love what Jesus Christ has done in my life. I love what He's done for me.
我非常的喜欢神在我身上所做的工作。
But I also see there's so much more that He has in store.
但是我还有看到许多他未完成的。
And I want to reach out for that more.
所以我希望向他取得更多。
I want to be filled with His Spirit.
我希望被他的。
I want to live in the Spirit.
我要活在圣灵里。
I want to walk in the Spirit.
我要行走在圣灵里。
I don't want to fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
我不希望体贴肉体的情欲。
I don't want the enemy to hinder me in any way.
我不要仇敌在任何的情况下拦阻我。
Life, and I want to have life more abundant.
我要得生命，而且得的更丰盛的生命。
And I trust that every one of us feels the same way.
我相信我们在这里的每一个跟我的想法都一样。
More about Jesus.
更多更多得着主耶稣。
More of His saving fullness.
更多得着他完全的救恩。
More of Christ's likeness shining through my life and my heart.
更多的有基督的形象从我的里面发出来。
I just a couple months ago I became a grandfather for the second time.
大概在两个月前，我得到了我第二个的孙女。
You have to clap for me. I didn't do anything.
也不需要为我鼓掌，因为我什么都没有做。
But my daughter, you know, my son-in-law, my son-in-law, I guess a lot of you know that he's in ABC.
也知道啊，那个我的女婿她也是在美国生的一个中国人。
Actually, now that I think of it, I don't think he ABC was born in America, right?
Yeah.
No, he was born in Taiwan.
其实他不是在美国生，我的女婿是在台湾生的。
He's MIT.
Made in Taiwan. 我女婿他是在台湾生的中国人。
And they told us, you know, we're going to have another child. I was so happy, my wife. We were elated.
那而且当他们跟我们说他们还要再生一个小孩的时候，我跟我的妻子都非常的高兴。这就是他的孙女的照片。
And when Elizabeth mentioned it to us, I mean, I didn't see anything, and she looked like she always had looked.
当我的女儿跟我说她还她要他们又有一个孩怀了一个孩子，我看她看不出来，她跟平常一样。
But then after a little while,
过了一阵子
，she began to get a little fat.
她就开始好像长了一些肉。
And then after a little while, she got fatter yet.
然后呢，她就越来越大。
And I don't know about with Elizabeth, but I know that this happens to some women. Then they begin to like crave things that they've never craved before.
我听说在有些女人，她们怀孕了以后呢，她们就会想吃一些她们以前不想吃的东西。
All of a sudden, they're talking about pickles at 2 a.m.
或许呢，在凌晨两点钟的时候就想吃腌黄瓜。
Things change all over the place. They change in the way they act or react or the way they look. Things change.
然后呢，他们做事的习惯啊、喜好啊都改变了，他们的样子也变了。
Why does it change? What happened? What changes? Well, they've got new life in them.
为什么会改变呢？因为他在他们里面有一个新的生命。
And as that new life in them grows.
当这个在他们里面的新生命开始成长
，they change，
那他们这个人就改变了。
If they stop changing, there'd be something wrong。
如果他们停止改变，你就会觉得哎，有一些事情不对劲了。
If they go to the obstetrician and they say, oh, you haven't gained any weight these last 2 weeks, that something's wrong。
如果他们去妇产科医生检查，然后呢，过去这里几个礼拜他们一点都没有增加体重，可能有些事情不对劲。
The physician monitors the change。
因为这医生呢，就一直在要观察他们的改变。
You know, that's what it is with you and with me too.
那你我也是一样。
There's a new seed that's been put into us.
在我们里面有一个新。
The seed of Christ of righteousness.
在我们里面有耶稣这个，还有他的公义。
Paul prays for the church. He says, "Oh, I can't wait till Christ be formed in you."
保罗呢就为他的教会祷告说，我盼望耶稣成形在你们里面。
To the Thessalonians, he said, everybody that wherever I go, everybody knows about your faith and your love in Christ Jesus.
那他对帖撒罗尼迦教会就说，不管我到哪里，人们都称赞你们的爱心和你们的信心。
But Paul says, I pray that it just keeps on growing and abounds more and more and more.
但是保罗说，我为你们的祷告就是你们能够继续的成长，多而又多。
Whoever Paul prayed for, and wherever he went, every church, it was always, oh, I want more, just more of Christ in you, more of His fullness, more of His love.
不管保罗到哪里，他的祷告总是希望我们能够得着更多更多。我们更多
I don't want you to stop growing. I don't want you to stop changing. I want that new life in you to come to fruition.
保罗说：“我不希望你们停止成长、停止改变，我希望你们的在里面的生命能够成长、成熟。”
And only the Holy Spirit can cause that development.
但是只有圣灵能够促成这样子的成长。
I don't want to go back and repeat everything that I've said, but it takes time and sitting and soaking and coming out of the dirt and coming out of the getting rid of those shoots. It takes all of that to cause us to be what He wants us to be.
但是我要再说一次，我们所需要的，我们就需要花时间沉浸在它的里面。我们需要从那个土里被支起来，我们需要把所有的枝子砍掉，然后我们能够成长成熟。
He's doing it. He's doing it.
他现在正在做这样。
He's changing us.
他正在改变我们。
As we behold him, he's changing us.
当我们注视他的时候，他正在改变我们。
And as we live in the Spirit and stay connected to that flow of His life.He's changing us.
当我们在活在圣灵里面，当我们跟他连接在生命的流里面，他正在改变我们。
The fruit is growing.
那这个果子呢就正在成长。
And I don't want it to ever stop until he's satisfied.
所以呢，我不希望我的果子停止成长，直到我父得着满足。
Don't get complacent.
所以呢，不要安于现状。
Don't say, well, you know, I'm as good as the next person.
不要想说我跟我旁边的人都差不多了就可以了。
Don't ever forget this is what you're supposed to look like.
不要忘记，这个才是我们应该像的样子。
He wants to see the travail of his soul and be satisfied.
他希望看见他的劳苦的功效而得到满足。
And he's satisfied when he saves you and brings you into his kingdom.
当他救了你，把你带进他的国度里，他已经非常的满足。
But the greater satisfaction is when he can make you like himself.
但是如果他能够把你制成像他一样，他就得着更大的满足。
That's what he died to do.
那这就是他为什么为我们而死。
Not just to save you from your sin, but to conform you to the image of Jesus Christ.
不单只是要把你从罪恶中救出来，而且还要磨成耶稣基督的形象。
Faithful is he who called you, who also will do it.
那召你们的原是信实的，他必要成就这事。
So in closing, let me just remind you of one more scripture text from Ephesians 5:18, I believe it is.
最后呢，我们要读以弗所书第五章十八节。
It's a word that Paul gives to the church at Ephesus. It's a command. This is written to Christians.
这封信是写给基督徒的。
Who at the beginning of the chapter, Paul says, I want you to be imitators of Christ, dearly beloved.
他说，我亲爱的，我要你们效法基督。
I want you to live a life of love, like Christ lived. So that's the fruitfulness we've been talking about. And then he gets around to verse 18 and he says, now here's how it happens.
然后呢，他就继续说，结果则是，就像我们刚刚讲的，然后就讲到18节。
And this is the command, the last part of the verse. Be filled with the Spirit.
然后这里就是他的命令，你们要被圣灵充满。
In the Greek, it's the imperative voice.
希腊文里面是一个命令式的用法。
And it's a continuous present tense.
而且呢，它是一个现在进行时的文法。
Be being filled with the Spirit.
换句话说，就是你们要现在继续持续的被圣灵充满。
Like right now.
就像现在。
And this afternoon.
而且今天下午。
Be continually filled with the Spirit. Don't go back and say, 20 years ago, I was filled with the Spirit. I felt the Spirit all over me.
而且继续的被圣灵充满，不要说哦，20年前我被圣灵充满，当时圣灵充满我的身体。
You can be filled with the Spirit 20 years ago and as dry as a prune.
如果我们是20年前被圣灵充满了，那其实我们现在就干巴巴的，像一个干枣子一样。
Dear Lord, I want to be being filled with your Spirit all the time.
主啊，我们希望现在持续的不断的被圣灵充满。
By the way, in the Greek, it's also in the passive, which means allow it to happen to you.
不单这是进行式，而且是被动式的。就换句话说，我们需要让圣灵来充满我们。
I command you to open up your hearts to the infilling of His Spirit all the time, every day, 24/7, so that you can be fruitful.
换句话说，保罗这里的命令说，你们要把心敞开，被圣灵充满，持续，每天不断的被圣灵充满。And
imitate Christ.
然后我们要效法基督。And
as He was, so you can be.
基督如何，我们也可以。So
that the world may know.
所以这世人可以看出。And
herein is our Father glorified.
那我们的天父就得荣耀。That
we like He bear much fruit while here in this world.
所以当我们仍然在世的时候，我们也可以跟他一样多结果子。Now
I ask you.
那现在我想。
Who is sufficient for these things?
我想问我们谁能够做到？
Our sufficiency is of Him.
我们的能力是从他而来。
And so we apply to Him.
所以呢，我们就要与他连接。
Ask and it shall be given.
寻找的就必寻见。
Seek and you shall find.
祈求就得着。
Knock and the door shall be opened unto you.
叩门，门就为你们打开。
Because everyone that asks receives.
因为凡祈求的就得着。
Everyone that seeks finds, and to him that knocketh the door shall be opened.
寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Oh, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
你们尚且不好，仍然知道把好东西给你们的儿女，更何况你们的天父，岂不把好东西就是圣灵给你们吗？
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for everything that you've done for us.
主啊，我们感谢你为你所为我们做的每一件事情，我们感谢你。
Lord, there is just so much in you that we need to yet tap into.
哦，但是在你还有很多很多我们还没有得到的。
There's a vast supply.
因为在你那里有丰盛的恩典。
And Lord, to bring forth the fruit that will glorify you, we need help.
我们需要你的帮助，能够结果子，使你的荣耀。
We needed help to be saved from our sin. We could not do that ourselves.
主啊，我们需要你帮助我们，使我们从罪中脱离，我们自己没办法做到。
But how thankful we are that you, in your love and mercy, reached down, and that while we were sinners, and you died for us, and you picked us up out of the miry clay.
主啊，但是我们感谢你，因着你丰盛的恩典和慈悲，当我们还陷在罪中的时候，你伸手把我们从淤泥里拉出来。
Now, Lord, you have us here as your church in this world.
但是现在你把我放在这里，就是你在地上的教会。
Representing the kingdom of God.
让我们来代表你的天国。
What a privilege.
哦，这是何等的特权。
But what a responsibility.
但是也是何等的责任。
And Lord, we are so weak.
主啊，我们何等的软弱。
In many ways, we fall short.
但是很多地方我们都亏欠。
But we thank you for the Holy Spirit.
但是主啊，我们为圣灵而感谢你。
We thank you that we can find in you the help and strength that we need.
我们感谢你，在你我们可以得着我们所需要的帮助和能力。
To live productive lives.
让我们的生命可以结果子。
Lives that would reflect Jesus Christ in us.
让我们可以过一个生活，能够反映出耶稣基督。
And Lord, at the close of this meeting this morning.
当我们今天早晨聚会要结束的时候
，We want to, in a sense, forget everything that you've done for us, which has been much.
我们不是要来忘记你所为我们。
We don't want to rest in the blessings of even earlier this morning.
主啊，我们不是只是要活在过去的恩典中。
But we want to go forward.
但是我们要继续往前。
We want more of your fullness.
我们希望更多得着你
的丰满。We want to be more like Jesus.
我们希望更多的像耶稣。
We want to see you, Lord, and in seeing you, we want to be like you.
我们希望更多的看见你，看见了你之后，我们要更多的像你。
So our prayer at the close of this meeting is, Lord, fill us with your Spirit.
所以在聚会结束前，我们的祷告是主啊，你来充满我们，更多更多用你的灵来充满我们，更多用你。
More of Christ,
更多你的爱，更多基督在我们里面。
Fill us now, Lord.
主啊，现在就来充满我们。
Oh, Jesus, come and fill us now.
主耶稣，现在就来充满我们，来到我们当中。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
哦，充满我们，用你的圣灵充满。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for it, and in your precious name we pray.
主啊，我们感谢你，奉你耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。阿门。
Fill me now, fill me now, Jesus, come and fill me now, fill me with thy Holy Spirit, come, oh come and fill me.Said in our book, it is. Could we sing that together? Number, whatever it is, but here it is in front of you. Let's sing together. It's your prayer. Make it your prayer.
让我们唱的时候，让这个成为我们的祷告。
Hover o'er me, Holy Spirit, bathe my trembling.Come, oh come. us with your spirit. Oh, Jesus, grant the Lord. Let's come, oh, come and fill me now. Lands and love your presence. Save me, babe. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you've heard the prayer that we've just sung to you. Lord, Lord, we believe your answer. In your own special, gentle way. Fill us, Lord. And we'll give you all the praise. And all the glory and all the
honor
in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Hallelujah.